What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about this latest desperate attempt by CNN to make Donald Trump look bad. And it is so picky and trivial, you wonder why they bothered. But they did. So, again with the backstory. Abe took Trump over to the Akasaka Palace in Tokyo, where they have a koi pond. Koi is a fish. In fact, the little goldfish you get at the store, those are baby koi. And so they went to feed the koi. And you get a little box of food, and you get a little spoon, and you just put a little of the food into the water, and you watch the fish do what the fish are going to do. No problem. And then as they got down to the bottom of the boxes, Abe poured out the rest of his box into the water, and so did Donald Trump. And somebody said, we've got to make Trump look like he was a moron on this. So they basically ran the story as Trump goes to feed the koi, dumps whole box of food into the pond. And when they showed the clip, they edited out the part where Abe had emptied out the remainder of his fish food into the pond as well. Now, here on the island of Oahu, over on the windward side, we have a recreated Japanese temple, the Byodo Inn, and they have a koi pond. And Claire and I have been there many, many times, and we will feed the koi. And that's how it is. You throw a little at a time because you want to lengthen out the show, and then when you get down to the bottom, you just empty out. And in our case, it's a bag, not a box. And the fish are going to eat it. It doesn't harm the fish. It's not bad for the fish. And CNN just pushed this agenda of making Trump look stupid. And it was picked up and run all over the corporate media. And they got burned on that. Now, apparently, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasani, has now confirmed that Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, personally pressured her to help a foundation donor. So, again, more and more people are speaking up about this very inappropriate behavior by Hillary Clinton. Now, let's get on over to Robert Mueller, who's out there still trying to turn indictments against Manafort and Gates for stuff they did for Ukraine before they joined the Trump campaign into some kind of a damning indication that, yes, Russia and Trump were working together, were colluding to steal the election away from Hillary Clinton. And the fact that Manafort and Gates is all that he's come up with basically tells us he's failed. He's wandered way outside his original mandate, and he's found nothing. But he's not looking at anything Hillary did. He's not looking at Uranium One. And as it turns out, attorneys who worked for Mueller as head of the FBI during the Uranium One deal signed off on it. And some of them are now working for him under the special counsel office. They're all dirty with the Uranium One deal. And remember, it has come on out that all the way back in 2015, the FBI had an open investigation into corruption, bribery, kickbacks in the Uranium One deal. And even knowing there was an ongoing FBI investigation, these lawyers signed off on the Uranium One deal. And now they're working for Mueller, trying to find some way to get Donald Trump before they get arrested. Now, Judicial Watch is now out there questioning Mueller's investigation, saying that he has exceeded his mandate. And we already know the investigation, the special counsel office, is actually illegitimate because the special counsel law on which it's founded expired some years ago. And even if it was still in effect, it requires a preliminary investigation to establish probability that something has happened, requiring a special counsel. And Rosenstein just said, Mueller's the special counsel, go get him. Fishing expedition. And they haven't found anything. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Jeff in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing okay.
Before I begin, I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the baseball fans in the world. Roy Halladay died in a plane crash today. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for the memories, and God bless your family for all he did for the Toronto Blue Jays, and after that for the Philadelphia Phillies. Very tragic end to a great, great life. And I just want to say it was you're one of my heroes, and I love you. And be with God. So he used to be the pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Yeah, actually, I got the headline. I got the headline from the Boston Globe newspaper feed. But for anybody who's a baseball fan, you know, it's sad when anybody dies. You know, however it happens. Of course, you know what's going to happen. There are going to be people on Twitter saying, "What information did he have on Hillary Clinton?"
Well, maybe he did. I was going to talk about some free trade issues that President Trump was probably going to be discussing in the Asia-Pacific region there. But I was listening to your comments earlier, and you're quite right. I mean, about Donna Brazile, and she's trying to walk back her comments about the things that she already wrote in her book. And she's actually crossing herself over, saying, she's trying to walk back these comments that she already put into print. So it seems a bit silly, and the whole Democratic Party is totally imploding. So I guess if I was a Republican, I'm more of a libertarian, the libertarian streak kind of person, so it's all great for me. And I did support President Trump all the way, and I would support you on what you said there earlier about how they were making President Trump look really silly. I think they did that to President Carter in his early days, too.
Yes.
Somebody they didn't particularly care for very much, who was a bit of an outsider, and they tried to wreck your image or whatever. And I just had a question for you. Hillary Clinton is basically in the death throes, not only of her political career, but I think she's actually thinking that she may actually go to prison. And there's so much out there. I was watching Hannity the other day, and and the Tucker there, and they're all saying that it's so ubiquitous, all this information now. I mean, President Trump, I think when he gets back from Asia, he's going to have to confront this problem about, are we going to have to, every time I call, I make these comparisons to what happened to President Nixon. He was firing people, but he did that because he was actually fraudulently participating in these acts. And so I think Donald Trump is a little bit worried about, if I fire this prosecutor, it's going to be Archibald Cox or something like that back in the 70s when that happened. And I think he's trying to avoid that. But I think that
I would agree on that one. But what, you know, Trump can do is push for some special counsels or investigators to go after the Clintons right now, because it's very obvious to the American people right now that the official machinery of the government is totally focused against Donald Trump. And they're giving Hillary and the DNC and all these people just a get-out-of-jail-free card. And we've been seeing that going all the way back to when Comey basically allowed Hillary to walk on the email scandal and the Title 18 violations. And the American people are saying, what the heck is going on here? This is supposed to be a government of laws, not of powerful individuals. And, coupled together with the revelation that last year's primary elections on the Democratic side and possibly the GOP side were being rigged, and meaning our votes don't matter, we're all disenfranchised now. And that ought to make people very, very angry, because if the government isn't playing by the rules, if they're not keeping to that contract, the Constitution, then we're under no obligation to do anything this government tells us to do.
I usually listen to conservative-minded podcasts. And there is one kind of liberal slanted ones, or one in particular called the Jimmy Dore Show. And
yes,
for liberals, he's actually quite an honest person. I don't agree with much of his politics, of course, Jimmy Dore, but he's actually quite funny, and he's actually quite honest about how he brings it up, about how Bernie got ripped off and all that. And I think everyone with half a brain knew that Bernie had the nomination taken right out from under his feet, because all you had to do was look at the stadiums that he was filling, and Hillary Clinton couldn't even fill up a high school
bicycle store
basketball court there, and no one really was supporting him. And they're still counting the votes, and ostensibly in California, and the whole thing is so corrupt. And so when the president was going around calling her crooked Hillary, I mean, obviously that there's a lot of truth to that. So and it's just not. It's not just crooked, but I mean that this is just, I was listening to Hannity last night, and I think he's right. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be a watershed, just a floodgates coming in, coming down pretty soon. Because
I can give you the roadmap going all the way back to Arkansas in the 1980s. I can give you the roadmap of all the things the Clintons have been up to, because the Clintons and Claire and I have been decisively engaged, you know, ever since I got blacklisted out of Hollywood over the Vince Foster affair.
Well, people were very, very afraid of Hillary Clinton for good reason, because, look, you know, as you mentioned before, many, many other podcasts that you've done about what happened to Vince Foster and other people who may have said the wrong words. And apparently, like, Donna Brazile's got security cameras and all that, you know, and she's in fear. Like, people know she is like that character in the House of Cards, Kevin Spacey character, where something just bad is going to happen to you if you say something wrong to people in power. But because Hillary's career is, she's basically the biggest loser in political politics, they're pretty confident that she's not going to come back again, at least politically speaking. They feel more confident about speaking out against her. And so but I'm sure the reason why she's backing her words back now is because she's being threatened again, because these Clinton people just can't stop
themselves. She may have woken up this morning with a horse's head in her bed, for all we know.
Well, that's exactly right. But the thing is, which every American person or everyone who cares about democracy and freedom across the world should understand, is that some things are more important than even your own life sometimes. The truth is even more important.
Yes,
absolutely. If you're going to cut the cancer out of this whole situation, these people have to be exposed. Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt human being, in my opinion, since probably Lyndon Johnson. Who was bad?
I think you just insulted Lyndon Johnson. I would say Hillary is far more corrupt. She's the most corrupt politician in all of U.S. history at this point. So, you know, we'll get her a little participation trophy, most corrupt, and we'll give it to her, and she'll feel okay, and maybe she'll go away.
We'll see.
Okay?
We'll see what other people have confidence in coming out against her, but it's just great to see that finally we're seeing some movement here on the truth.
Yes, we finally are. And again, the denial of service attacks on my server are focused on those articles about the Clintons, the Epic of Clinton mess, the dead bodies list, Hillary spying, Vince Foster, and a whole bunch of others, all the way back to Mena, Arkansas, and the drug running that was going on back then. Anyway, Jeff, we're going to let you go. We got a bunch of callers waiting. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to shift on over to Clay in Alabama. Aloha, Clay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been watching this Hillary thing. If this investigation really gains any steam and it becomes apparent she's going to be seriously investigated, I think Hillary will become very dead. That's what I think is going to happen.
I don't think so, because I'm sure that Hillary has what are called dead man switches set up, where all of the information needed to destroy major careers is waiting in a remote location in trusted hands to be handed out to the press if something bad happens to her. People who play at that level of politics have dead man switches. Vince Foster had a dead man switch too, but his mistake was he kept his in his White House office safe, where the Clintons could get at it. And as a matter of fact,
I remember the Secret Service and Washington D.C. police just stood by and let her raid his office. I remember that.
Yep.
But I tell you, I wouldn't get on an airplane with her. Now, it would just be too dangerous.
Well, maybe not. I think the most likely outcome is that if it looks like Hillary's really going to come under investigation and could be convicted, the Clintons will just bug out. All of the key players are going to bug out. They're going to go someplace without extradition, and they'll leave behind their underlings, to be made example of.
Well, her underlings realize all that, but they realize she has no problem, no scruples about throwing them to the wolves. So.
No, I think Hillary's people right now are encouraging all this stuff about Hollywood's sex scandals and pedophilia to try and distract away from what's going on with Russiagate and Dossiergate and Primarygate. And I can imagine a lot of those liberals in Hollywood right now are starting to realize that Hillary is throwing them under the bus and destroying careers like Kevin Spacey's, you know, to save herself. And that's a hard lesson to learn. When you think you're buddy-buddy with somebody who's politically powerful and you realize that you're just another one of their chips for the game.
Well, I think in the final analysis, Bill and Hillary just chips in the game for some very high-powered people that you never see on TV or read about or hear about.
I think they're pretty high up. That's why they've been untouchable all this time. They've got the goods. They can even blackmail the CIA over that gun and drug running thing in Arkansas.
Well, when you get over the bad side of the CIA, your life insurance rates will go up astronomically.
Well, you know, my experience with the CIA was very brief, and frankly, I wasn't all that impressed with them during that brief interaction here. Clay, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, if I had come up with something I feel is good news, I like to call. Now, CNN messed up big time, and that's good news. Also, I knew what Dossiergate was about, but the word dossier intrigued me. I did find time to look it up after I talked to you the last time, and it's very similar to a book, a bound collection of documents that refer to a particular subject or person or whatever it's about with a label on it. That's like a book. And given what I was thinking about Donna or the person, I wanted to know how the person who came up with some very damaging information for the bad side, to, you know, that would expose things, how they would fare. And it looks like, to me, in my opinion, for whatever it's worth, she's going to fare very well, and she might even have other people join her and back her up. Right now she's kind of floundering, and I think she was in hiding. And now she can kind of get her foot out of the door, you know, and kind of look around. But she's going to be okay. Hillary, I never felt she was going to be in a 4x4 cell, you know, fuming and slowly coming to a boil and all that kind of stuff. I think I said it before. But she will be under house arrest, I still think. She's not going to be like she can be out there anymore. So, and I don't think her husband's going to be in the picture, so I don't know what's going to happen to him, if he'll die or what, but it's going to be a while. But
he looks ill. I mean, let's be honest, he looks very ill. And
yes,
the speculation is that because of all of his tatting around, there may have been, he may have picked up something serious in terms of an illness, but he doesn't look well.
Oh, okay. Well, that validates that. Well, anyway, I just like to give my opinions because if it sounds like something people can hang some hope on, We're rolling here. That's what I think.
Yeah, we're definitely on the cusp of major core changes to the United States of America. And that's why it's so hard to really double our efforts right now. Now's not the time to sit back and say, hey, we're making progress, because the other side is now desperate. They're scared. They're pushing as hard as they can to try and shove the American people back into the blindfolds and the earplugs and the gags. And so this is going to be a pitched battle, the truth versus the lies.
Yeah. And attacks on the media and attacks on your website and everything else is for sure. But I don't want people. I'm only interested in giving to you, actually, because if everything else fails, I want you to be able to keep going. You and Claire, because
yes,
you're an important voice, and you do it well. And your information's good, and you give us a chance to say things. And this is, you know, I'm banking on you. With all due respect to RBN, I think you can correct me on that if you want to, but I just want to make sure people don't forget you and Claire, because I don't want you going back to being a magician or anything. You've got to stay with what you're doing here.
Well, at this point, I have abandoned any illusions that I might somehow return to a career in film and television. I have well and truly burned my bridges there. Plus, at my age, I just don't have the stamina to stand around a soundstage all day long. So that's just the reality there.
But Larry King went till 70, and you know, and he's still at it. He's still on the radio. So, you know, there's that. Forget age. I'd pack it in
I get to sit down here. You know, I didn't get to do that on the set of Lost. I never got my own chair.
I know how it is to be on a set. That's why I stick.
Okay,
with
Sherry, got to let you go. Sherry, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, welcome back to our show. And yet another scandal is starting to surface from the Obama / Hillary administration. This is coming out of Judicial Watch, which has acquired internal Department of Justice documents that show there was a little bit of a scam being run. Companies that were sued by the Obama Department of Justice were given the option to cut their costs in half if they would donate money to left-wing interest groups handpicked by the administration, and they could get out of having to pay the government. This was mostly big banks, and it's a shakedown. We don't even know if some of these lawsuits may not have even really been valid. But the Department of Justice would go someplace and say, we're suing you, but you can get off the payment by donating half the payment to these groups, and then you can take it off your taxes. And the new records obtained by Judicial Watch demonstrate a collaboration, which is another fancy word for a conspiracy, among high-level officials in the Office of the Assistant Attorney General and the Office of Legal Counsel to ensure that conservative groups did not receive any of the settlement cash. It was being funneled into these left-wing groups. So that's a new one that's just coming on out. keep your eyes on Judicial Watch. They are doing fabulous work. They have been for decades, all the way back to Vince Foster's when I first became aware of them. Now, speaking of corruption and just how complacent the District of Criminals really is about this, as you know, Menendez basically is at the end of his trial for corruption. It's going to the jury. Now, you would normally think that if a member of the Congress were convicted of corruption, that that would be the end of his career. And obviously, Republicans in the Senate would like to try and expel the senator from New Jersey. But apparently, Democrats are going to try and block it. And the Democrats are saying Menendez should stay in the Senate. Just because he's been convicted of corruption, I mean, how picky can you people be? Now, getting on back to the issues of the Democratic Party, which, as long as they are still gene-spliced to Hillary Clinton, they are doomed. They're imploding. It's coming apart. And they've made too many assumptions. They certainly made too many assumptions last year about who was going to support them. And one of the demographics that the Democratic Party tends to assume are always going to vote Democratic are black women. And apparently, latest surveys are now showing that black women who used to form the most reliable base of support for the Democratic Party are now leaving. They're disillusioned. They're shocked and ashamed at what went down. Now, I don't want this to be a one-party nation like the Soviet Union was. I'd like it to be a multi-party nation, which was originally the blueprint in the Constitution. We weren't supposed to be just two parties. That was sort of created later on to try and lower the costs to the corporations to bribe all the candidates. Because if you only have to bribe two candidates to bypass the will of the people, that's much less expensive than having to bribe eight or nine. Now, speaking of elections, as you know, there are currently elections today in Washington, Virginia, New Jersey, and New York. We're still waiting to see some results on that. Eyes are very much on the governor's race in Virginia because of concerns that this revelation about how the Democratic Party and Hillary basically stole last year's primary from Bernie Sanders to give to Hillary Clinton might actually tip that election over to the Republican candidate. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. All righty, getting on over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural, and there's a lot of stuff going on there. The Syrian army has pulverized al-Qaeda positions in northern Hama. They're making great strides taking back their territory. And now, of course, everybody is having to deal with just what the United States is planning now that the Syrian war, at least as far as ISIS and al-Qaeda is concerned, it's about over. More about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's going on in Syria. And as far as ISIS and Al-Qaeda are concerned, the war is just about over. And now everybody's saying, what's going to happen now? Because among the various convoluted explanations of why the United States was in Syria was to get rid of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And now that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are basically on the verge of being driven out, Syria's government is now telling the United States, it's time for you to go home. But the indications are the United States still wants to stay. They're just looking for a reason the American people will fall for. Why they have to do that. And it appears to center on a plan to balkanize Syria. And even though the independent Kurdistan down in Iraq has failed, they're still looking at possibly breaking off part of Syria as a new Kurdistan. And the Kurds are backed by the United States. And so now it looks like the situation may escalate because a senior Russian commander stationed in Syria raised the possibility that the Syrian army would use the military option to regain control of the regions now controlled by the U.S.-backed Kurds in the northern parts of the countries. So, that's what's going there. Okay, do we have a caller on the line? Yes, Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Listen, I'm calling actually about the topic you just finished, and I'm sorry the timing is a little wrong, but about the Obama State Department, Justice Department shaking down companies to give to leftist causes.
Yes.
And this actually came out a couple of months ago, actually, and one of the things that he was shaking down about and the where this money was flowing to, among others, were Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
And I remember
Obama
that
was creating and has been creating, spent all that time shaking people down to create his own army, which he has used in the last year against Trump nationwide and in conjunction with George Soros, but that was funded as well by Obama.
Well, it looks like they probably wasted a few million of those dollars, you know, last Saturday with that Antifa civil war that went nowhere.
Well, it does, but, you know, for a whole year, nothing has gotten done, and Trump has been on the defensive, and all these spacious charges have been leveled against him, and all this, you know, false revolution has been going on in cities all over the country. People have gotten hurt. This is Obama behind this, really.
Well, Obama definitely helped set up the funding mechanism, but I think ultimately it's Soros who's behind it. And we know, again, the leaders of Antifa actually went to the G20 to meet with leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So this is definitely a global attempt to try and wreck nations and make them more open to the idea of joining a global coalition. But it's not going to happen. I mean, the pushback against the European Union is already building. There are people there seriously saying that the EU is not going to survive much longer. And so Soros, you know, can just throw all of his money into this. It doesn't look like it's going to work. We don't want to be part of a single planetary population. We like having our own local community, our own local culture, our own local history. And, I mean, if everything's blurred together into the same shade of gray, that certainly will be the end of tourism. There isn't going to be any point traveling anyplace else on Earth because it's going to be the same fast food restaurants and convenience stores that you see everywhere else.
Well, you know, Mike, I read all the stuff that was out there about the Black Lives Matter and Antifa meeting with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all that at the G20. I keep thinking to myself, what the hell are they doing at the G20? And why would that have happened? But nevertheless, there is a definite connection between Obama and Soros to these guys. And again, Obama has gone from being one of the worst presidents to the worst ex-president ever in 1 year,
yes,
fomenting all this trouble and all that. And the guy is scum and should be, if Hillary's under the prison, Obama should be right there with her. So
I agree for a variety of reasons here, but I'm going to remain focused on Hillary for at least the immediate future. And but again, ultimately, at some point, somebody needs to do something about Soros. And apparently Hungary is now looking at an investigation and possible criminal charges against him for a lot of what's been going on.
Well, you know, I can understand why Obama would not go after Soros. Soros helped fund, he was the biggest fundraiser or a donor to Hillary and all that. And obviously their goals are the same, and Soros is probably pulling Obama's strings as well. But I don't understand why Trump does not invoke the Patriot Act and just draw a line through Soros's name and say, this guy is funding terrorists, and under the Patriot Act, I'm going to make this creep disappear. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's he you know, like I said, Soros reminds me of one of the characters in the Michael Caine movie, The Billion Dollar Brain. And it was sort of like the final installment in what was called the Ipcris File franchise. And it was about this very rich billionaire who wanted to bring about war between the United States and Russia just all by himself. And I think the billionaire in the movie was played by Ed Begley. And Soros just reminds me of him. Just this idea that having billions of dollars gives you the right to play with the planet any way you want.
You know, Mike, a couple months ago, maybe even a year ago, I remember you saying and making the best allusion. And it's Soros is like a James Bond villain.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Multinational guy sitting in his room like Dr. Evil. you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, Peter, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Lenny in Los Angeles. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was calling about the Middle East and the Hariri resignation, but I just want to peel back on Peter and to, you know, bring in what you were saying, is that every politician that's of the so-called Western capitalistic world is run by the same George Soros, who's run by the same Rothschild family. He doesn't even have the money that he claims to have. He knows that they're printing the money and giving it to him, and he's giving it to them and telling them what to do with it. Obama's not in charge of nothing, just like Hillary ain't in charge of nothing. All right, but evil is what evil does. But I'm going to get to Hariri and his resignation, his forced resignation, and you're having to rethink his intentions. I knew something was up, Mike, when he flew here to meet with Donald Trump right when it looked like the ISIS was going to get the crap kicked out of him in Syria. Okay, and then
yes,
Solomon flew and met with Israel in back in September. I knew the game was afoot then. Okay, because they will not give up. They never give up. They always have a backup plan. Evil always has a backup plan. It cannot accept defeat by nature, because by nature is inherently evil.
Well, at some point, I mean, anybody who gets into a major confrontation, conflict, when two countries go to war, both sides think they're going to win. But obviously one of them is wrong. And right now we're seeing a war between these globalists, image manipulators, liars, frauds, against the ordinary people of planet Earth. And I think, you know, both sides think they're ultimately going to prevail. And I think the indications that we're seeing right now, certainly within Europe, within Hungary, within general public awareness of what the other side is, the plan is definitely faltering. It's stumbled rather badly in several places lately. But you're right, as long as Soros has got money, and apparently some of the money he's playing with isn't even his own anymore. Apparently he was getting some of that from other sources as well. But eventually they're going to run out of money, even the ones who've got the printing presses. Because if they just print up too much of that money, it devalues all the money out there, and it loses its potency as a weapon with which to try and manipulate the world.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we need to get rid of the people who are printing the money and who are putting up this illusion that you can buy bravery, you can buy debauchery. But here's the thing. I think you would know Sun Tzu better than me. I've read some of his parts of his book. But I don't know if you read the whole thing, but you have to have the conviction of being right on your side. You're going to
yes.
fight to the death in that sense. Okay, it doesn't matter. You're going to win even if you die. Okay, but, you know, just to fight and to try and take other people's stuff, you're going to lose every time. In the long run, you're
going
to lose every time.
Well, it's not an absolute like that, but that you are absolutely correct. Mercenaries aren't going to fight to the death. They're going to run because they want to spend that paycheck. They're not emotionally committed to the conflict, but they can be very well trained and very well equipped, and they can still be effective. But in the long run, when you're talking about all of the people of planet Earth who want to be free, who do not want to be part of a global private central bank or a global government or a global environmental authority, they're going to fight for their freedom, and they're going to be committed to that battle because they don't want to see their children growing up as, for all intents and purposes, slaves of the New World Order. So anyway, listen,
yeah,
Lenny, we're going to let you go, and I need to get back to the news here because we're running out of time. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now then, interesting little article that came out over in governmentslaves.info is Netanyahu pushing Trump to war with Iran. And the instant I said that, read that, I said, this is in the category of do bears poo in the woods. Of course Netanyahu is pushing Trump to war with Iran. Israel has always pushed America into wars on Israel's enemies. Remember when they were starting the run-up to the war in Iraq? And yes, it was all about Saddam Hussein selling Iraq's oil for the euro. And then the cover story was weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons, and it was all a lie. But Israel was right there on the sideline cheerleading them on, you know, with the pom-poms and everything going, go U.S., kill Iraq. And yes, of course they are. They've been dreaming about war with Iran for a long time. Remember Senator McCain, that video of him going bomb, 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 Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. And he's chuckling. He thinks it's funny as all heck to talk about bombing people. Now, once again, the head of the IAEA, Yukiya Amano, is out there giving interviews saying that Iran is totally in compliance with the P5+1 deal. And he's saying they have access to everywhere they need to go. They are not being kept away from anything. He's saying that this claim about these other military locations has been overly exaggerated. They already know there's not much of anything there. There's nothing there regarding nuclear weapons, which is what they're tasked to look at. Now, of course, Donald Trump is trying to say the deal was bad, even though most Americans think it's good. Certainly the other signatories to the P5+1, they think it's just fine. But Donald Trump wants a whole new deal that basically allows the U.S. to go into Iran and say, you can't have this missile, you can't have this tank, you can't have this, and you can't have that, because when we finally invade, we want it to be easy. We don't want to spend a lot of money and blood, and so we have to disarm you first. Now, right now, Trump has refused to recertify the P5+1 deal. He had no grounds to do it whatsoever. And he's dumped it on Congress to try and find a way to come up with a new deal that he, Donald Trump, will approve of. If Congress doesn't, then he's prepared to go the route of an executive order to simply pull out of the P5+1 deal. Now, interestingly enough, former Secretary of State John Kerry is warning the U.S. Congress that it would be extremely dangerous to reject the Iran nuclear deal. And Kerry told the Chatham House International Affairs think tank in London the decision was clearly made without relevance to any facts whatsoever, and criticized the involvement of Congress. Now, we know war with Iran is coming. How do we know that? Because once again, they're raising the specter of 9/11, and this time, Iran had a huge role in it. Iran had a much bigger role in 9/11 than the Saudis did, or Iraq did, or Afghanistan did. And of course, we now know that Afghanistan and Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, and Saudi Arabia was acting as a U.S. agent at that time. But that's the next thing. Oh, yes, Iran was behind 9/11. Don't think about it. Just take our word for it. Just think all that horror and fear and terror of 9/11, and just think Iran, and everything will be just fine here. Now, the senior advisor to the Iranian Parliament Speaker, Hossein Emir Abdollahian, has warned that Washington, D.C. and Tel Aviv are fomenting tensions to launch a war between Tehran and Riyadh. And that's exactly what I was saying the other day, when Saudi Arabia started talking about, Iran giving missiles to Yemen is an act of war. And now they've dropped the idea that it might be considered an act of war. Now they've come on out and said, yes, it's an act of war. Iran has committed an act of war against Saudi Arabia by giving missiles to Yemen, who is already at war with Saudi Arabia. So they're going to use Saudi Arabia as a proxy to go into Iran the way they use Saudi Arabia as a proxy to go into Yemen. And here's where it gets really interesting. Somebody leaked a cable from Israel to all of their ambassadors around the world, confirming that Israel is working with Saudi Arabia to provoke a war. And basically, this ties in with what's been going on over in Lebanon. Now, remember, the Lebanese Prime Minister Hariri, who was supported by Saudi Arabia, was in Riyadh when all of a sudden he announced his resignation, saying that he feared an attempt on his life, as had happened to his father. And then all of a sudden Israel sends out this cable, demonize Hezbollah, and demonize Iran is engaged in regional subversion. And Israeli diplomats were urged to appeal to the highest officials in their host countries to attempt to expel Hezbollah from Lebanese government and politics. So they're ganging up. It looks like Lebanon and Iran is the plan B. They failed in Syria, but they're going to prove how butch they are going into Lebanon. And we know Israel still wants that Litani River. Israel wants all that water for Israel. And the Lebanese can go drink sand or something like that. But I'm not the only person who's saying that. Over at Blacklisted News, there's an article saying the same thing. Defeated elsewhere, the Saudi tyrant declares war on Lebanon. And so I'm having a rethink about Crown Prince Salman, that he may in fact be very reckless and dangerous, and he sees Saudi Arabia as an emergent power in the region, even though they have failed utterly in Yemen and Syria. If he thinks he can take on Iran all by himself, he's got a very nasty lesson coming. And the open question is, what will Russia do? We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about how it looks like Saudi Arabia and Israel are going to try and gin up a new war against both Lebanon and Iran. And Lebanon has been in Israel's sights. Israel has invaded them numerous times, claiming that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. Hezbollah exists to protect Lebanon from Israel. And Israel, it's long been known, one of Israel's major objectives in Lebanon is the Litani River, which would be a huge source of fresh water for Israel. And they have coveted that for quite some time here. Now, over in Egypt, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has basically come on out saying this is not the time to be challenging Hezbollah. And basically, Riyadh, the Saudis are saying Lebanon has declared war simply by having Hezbollah there. Obviously, Saudi Arabia's idea of what constitutes an act of war is a little more fluid than for the rest of us, but that's where they are. They're out there trying to make it look like they're under attack from Iran and from Lebanon. And, of course, they're not. Now, did Iran give missiles to Yemen? Possibly. But Yemen is at war with Saudi Arabia, and they have every right to be flinging missiles at the Saudis, who are bombing and starving their country. But what al-Sisi is basically sending a message is saying that if Saudi Arabia is about to ignite a regional war reaching from the Mediterranean over to Iran, he wants no part of it. He's basically telegraphing Egypt will be neutral. They will not take part in any war between Saudi Arabia and Lebanon. That's what he's telegraphing. Now, the question is, what will Russia do? Because Russia has indicated previously that if Iran is attacked without justification by Israel, the U.S., or whoever, Russia will come to Iran's aid. Russia and Iran are trading partners. They're very close. We've already seen what happens when U.S.-backed forces go up against Russian-backed forces in Syria. It didn't end well, because the Russian military is very, very capable. In fact, it seems like Russia's military technology has pulled ahead of that of the United States, especially in the area of electronic warfare. So people are still trying to figure out what's going on over in Saudi Arabia, where Crown Prince bin Salman has arrested many of the royal prince's family members and many government ministers, supposedly for corruption. Now they're being detained in the Ritz Hotel. They're being treated very, very well for prisoners. And they're saying, what's going on? Were these people really corrupt? Probably at that level of government, almost everybody is. Was it because they were in tight with the United States? Or were they going to be resisting the new direction for Iran that Crown Prince Salman plans to take when he becomes the king? And it could have even been done, according to U.S. Army officer Todd Pierce in an interview in Sputnik, it was done to pave the way for an aggressive war against Iran. And then there's the money factor. As you know, following the... we'll get to this after station identification.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.